This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Here in Washington, momentum may be building to repeal part of the Affordable Care Act, a 2.3% sales tax on medical devices, everything from surgical gloves to artificial joints. That tax hike was designed to help cover some of Obamacare's costs, but the medical device industry hasn't been happy about footing the bill, and it's hired an army of lobbyists. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
When it comes to the medical device tax, Steve Ferguson likes to talk straight.
It's a job killer.
Yep, a job killer. So bad, he says, that it's chasing away a good industry.
I think they'll just continue to move overseas and manufacture over there.
Ferguson chairs the board of Cook Medical. His industry estimates the tax will cost 40,000 jobs. And since 2008, manufacturers have spent more than $200 million to make sure their word is heard. The Congressional Research Services counters the tax will only have a modest impact on companies. Paul Vandewater is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He worries repealing the tax may lead to a feeding frenzy.
Representatives of the hospital industry have already indicated that if relief is provided to the medical device industry, they're going to be next in line.
Here's what gets lost sometimes in the health reform debate. Shaking things up usually means someone loses money, says Dr. Kavita Patel with the Brookings Institution. But the people who stand to lose have the means to fight.
There are so many vested interests that you can't really change something without creating a ripple effect. And in other words, taking money from one place to give it to another is just a heavily controversial topic.
Patel points out a lot of wealth is being created by Obamacare, for example, health exchanges, new insurance products. And that's why she believes, regardless of the GOP majorities in Congress, the ACA isn't going away anytime soon. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.